come to the end of our United Through Diabetes Day here at Kenilworth. There's quite a lot of noise behind us, popping balloons and people breaking down stands. But anyway, we're just going to have a kind of a roundup chat. So if you could just introduce yourselves, Sarah.
I'm Sarah Tutton. I'm the Chief Executive of the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.
I'm Lee Calladine, and I am the Event Coordinator for the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.
Hi, my name's Sanjay Gohil, and I'm the Associate at Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.
So, Sarah, it's been a full-on day, as it always is. This is our second year running United Through Diabetes. Just talk me through some of your highlights of the day.
I think it's been a fantastic day. You know, our aim is to create that three-dimensional platform where we bring the diabetes community and diabetes and related healthcare professionals and the research community together so that we can share new information, learn new information, meet new contacts and make new friends, etc. And I think feedback so far has been that it's been a tremendous day. I think lots of highlights for everyone because everyone comes with a very different agenda, and I hope that everyone's gone home today having fulfilled those needs.
So Lee, you create the programme every year and you've got some people coming back year after year to the event, but you've also had new people this year. Can you talk about some of those newer things maybe?
Yeah, I mean, we've got colleagues, healthcare professional colleagues that we've worked with for years, and you know, we've got a great relationship with them. So they understand the needs of the charity and the audience. We know that we can rely on them to cover the topics that we decide that we're going to put on the programme each particular year. But we also want to bring in younger healthcare professionals, up-and-coming healthcare professionals in the diabetes community, and other experts, because there's so many topics to cover. We need to expand and bring in experts in those areas.
And so we interviewed the panel from the diverse communities, which I think was a really fantastic presentation. And they were really, really brilliant, and we had a real laugh with them. So can you just talk about that? Because that's something you've been trying to build over quite a few years, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think for many years now, with the events, we've been trying to involve diverse communities, but also outside, in our normal work, we've been trying to do that. And you know, Claire, that you and I have been to gurdwaras, we've been to temples, we've been to Chamber of Commerce days, and we know it's a difficult task to interact with those communities. So because this event is what we say is a one-stop shop of diabetes under one roof, and it's called United Through Diabetes, which kind of says what it is on the tin. We want information and support for every single audience. And so one of the program streams we created was for diverse communities. So talks for the Black and African Caribbean community, talks about diabetes and Ramadan, managing diabetes in Diwali and Asian festivals. And you know, that was this year. We can expand on that to managing diabetes during Jewish festivals and even Christian festivals, you know, times of the year like Christmas and Easter, where it's really difficult for people to manage their diet.
And so Sanjay, what sort of work are you doing with the charity at the moment?
So very much looking at how the Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation can excel in a lot of what Lee has just mentioned in terms of addressing specific needs for the community and the families and their siblings, as well as the people who are living with type 1 and type 2 diabetes. Speaking to members of the community just gives us great insight into what the need is out there, over and above that daily clinical management of diabetes. And then a lot of that is feeding into the agenda, which is great to see. And so we're creating that environment for more people to attend events like this, to gain knowledge and help their daily self-management, really, of diabetes and their health generally going forward. We're also very keen to speak to more healthcare professionals and just portray our sort of work in terms of research terms, keeping people well, and creating that bigger visibility piece across all communities, both healthcare professionals and the wider community there.
And last year, Sarah, you brought quite a few of the researchers here, because I think people don't see that side maybe of the charity's work, and more again this year. So can you explain why that's so important?
I think for us as a charity supporting medical research and using voluntary donations and public gifts to enable us to support that research, it's important for a number of reasons. One is to ensure that our donors and committed supporters can see that we're spending their money in the way that we'd said that we wanted to spend it, by funding clinical and non-clinical research fellowships and one-year pump priming projects. It's really important from a research point of view that everyone understands the importance of the part that charities actually play in making some of this research happen, because very clearly there is a lack of funding at government level to enable all of this research that needs to be done. And I think thirdly, we wanted to create an environment whereby some of our researchers, particularly those that work in basic science, so non-clinical research, who don't very often get the opportunity to talk to the patient community, the diabetes community, about the work that they are carrying out, and just bring that down to a level whereby people could openly ask them, so how is your research going to benefit me in the future? And I think that's what we've created today, and hopefully that's what we've shared with our diabetes community today.
And we were talking before we started recording how important some of that really early funding is, and you've had that emphasised again, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. And actually in our panel session today, I mean, we were incredibly lucky to have a really robust panel of experts today, past Research Advisory Board members, past chairman, current board members, and some funded fellows. And I think it was shared by our currently and past funded fellows the part that DRWF plays in ensuring the career progression of keeping those diabetes researchers in diabetes. You know, it can very often be that if there's not the right sort of funding available, we're potentially losing the diabetes researchers of the future. And that's why keeping our funding available for early career researchers is really important for the research, the diabetes research community.
So Lee, moving on, I suppose, how do we encourage people to come along to these kind of events? I know we try absolutely everything, don't we? But you'd always like more people to sign up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think this year we've thrown the kitchen sink at it. Social media, local groups. This year I joined and contacted, you know, parent groups, type 1, type 2 groups, some of the South Asian groups, Muslim groups, African Caribbean groups, the universities, the medical school. But we're seeing the upward trend that we always see. These events actually take some time to build awareness, so people get to know that they're going to take place every year. And this year we're up on numbers, and we've seen it at our other events over the years, and just keeping that momentum going, you know, you'll see that just grow every year.
And we've had some really positive feedback from exhibitors. I've spoken to all the sponsors, and everyone seems to have had a really, really good day. And I think that mix of talks but time to come around the exhibition hall, I think it's worked really well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a great balance. And I think the way that everything's been spread out to create a journey through the venue, from, you know, the registration, the researchers, the areas for the kids, the exhibition room, all the fundraising areas, all the way through to the other side with all the other meeting rooms, it's just kept a lovely flow. People have, you know, gone to, we don't say to people, you've got to go to this. We say to people, build your own agenda. If you want to spend all day visiting the stands, great. If you want to go to talks about type 2 and you're type 1, great. You know, you make it your day. And people have. And we've had some great comments today, and especially from some of the key sponsors and exhibitors. and from some of the top healthcare professionals who have said to us, you must keep doing this because there's nothing like it. There is not an event that has everything under one roof for people with all types of diabetes and their families and their friends and local healthcare professionals.
So how do we communicate some of that? How do people get in touch and follow us? What can people do to find out about next year's event?
Well, we'll wrap up this one. Post-event, we'll be creating something called our UTD Digital Hub. So all the content from today, so the talks that have been filmed will be featured on there, podcasting like what we're doing now. We'll have a virtual exhibition room, so we'll signpost people to all the exhibitors and links to their websites. There'll be downloadable resources. So that's something that will keep the event going beyond today, and that engages people, and we'll push that out across our social media. And as soon as we know about next year, we'll start that process again, and we'll promote it far and wide. We'll let people that have been here this year know about it and ask them to spread the word. And yeah, we'll get the kitchen sink back out and start throwing it about again.
Sanjay, what about people that you're talking to? How are you going to...
I think there's a lot come out today from the talks as to what we can do further in terms of providing resource. There's been suggestions of other podcasts as a result of the panel discussions that have been had. So the topics, and obviously that's creating a wider reach and enticing people, and use that to get people, more people back next year, really, in that way. So, yeah, especially in the diverse community sections, addressing specific needs for their communities, and it's massive. I think there's lots of work to do there. So, yeah, very interesting to see how the land lies in the next year or so.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.